Australia's economy is bouncing back after the pandemic, if results from the Commonwealth Bank's Home Spending Index is any indication. Released today, many of the metrics that the government has been endeavouring to boost with their stimulus measures appear to be gaining traction, according to CommBank's chief economist, Stephen Halmarik.
Well, the index actually showed an improvement of 6.6% on the month in October. And there was that improvement was led by an increase in travel, transport and household services spending. So I think the bottom line here is as New South Wales and Victoria are looking to reopen in October, Australians' households were out there spending some more money, which is good to see.
Will this continue through to Christmas, do you think?
Well, the indications for November are that spending has continued to improve. So we may not continue at the same rapid pace that we saw in October, but the outlook into Christmas is looking quite good. And so, yes, I think the spending numbers are going to remain fairly robust.
You've been making use of Google Trends. How has this informed your results?
So, yeah, the Google Trends, we add that to the actual transaction data through the Commonwealth Bank network, and the Google Trends give us an indication of what people intend to spend money on. When we add those Google search terms, it improves the ability of our models to forecast the economy by about 15%. So that's fairly significant. So it's an indication, as I said, of what we used on what do people intend to spend money on.
One of the hurdles might be supply chain issues. There have been reports that a number of shipping companies and a number of locations are having problems. Do you think that's going to make a bit of a dent in some of these figures?
Yes, I think it will. In fact, we saw that in the motor vehicles spending intentions in October. They were down 1% on the month, and we can certainly see some supply side issues in the motor vehicle sector. So people's spending on motor vehicles is a bit softer because they physically can't get hold of the stock. And the feedback we're getting from Australian businesses is that's also in areas such as building construction, the agricultural sector. So I do think that supply side concern will be, unfortunately, a feature in the months ahead and through 2022.
There have been people talking about inflation. The Reserve Bank has been looking at trying to get a bit of inflation going, but some people are saying, well, it could go a bit too far. What's your view on this?
We do expect to see a pickup in inflation through 2022. In fact, we're forecasting inflation to be at 2.5%, which is the middle of the Reserve Bank's target range, by around about the middle of next year. And the Reserve Bank themselves don't have that forecast until towards the end of 2023. So we do think we'll get a bit of a faster pickup in inflation through next year. Part of that is supply side concerns. Part of that is the tightness of the labour market and the increases in wages.
So you think wages are going to go up?
Yeah, we do have wages growth accelerating from about 1.7% currently to closer to 3% by the end of next year. So we can already see that beginning to take shape in the official data. But again, feedback from many businesses we speak to are telling us that labour market shortages are likely to see some increase in wages through next year.
But it overall should be a good thing, shouldn't it, to see a little bit of an increase in wages and salaries?
Yes, that's something that the Reserve Bank's been looking for quite some time.
The real estate sector's been very hot, of course. Do you think that it's soaking up a disproportionate amount of liquidity and that could hamper their recovery?
Well, we did see actually the home buying index declined a little bit in October, down 1.4%. It's still up quite strongly in the year, but it was a bit softer in October. House prices look like they're going to be up about 20% this year. But for 2022, we're forecasting house prices to be up 7%. So still an increase in house prices, but at a more modest rate. And we already know that APRA has moved to try and slow the pace of lending for home buyers, certainly to reduce the leverage in the home buying lending market. So that looks like it'll slow the pace of lending through next year.
On commodities, you found that China's coal, iron ore and gas imports have fallen. How do you account then for the high coal prices that we currently have?
Well, I think that's all wrapped up with global supply chains as well as the energy shortages in China. Clearly, China's reduced its demand for Australian coal, but is demanding coal from other parts of the world. And so it's really, again, wrapped up with global supply chain issues and the desire by many to try and reduce their, you know, their carbon emissions to meet their climate change goals.
And you've issued a bit of a warning about agriculture with La Nina interfering with the harvest. But overall, breaking of the drought has really put us in a good position in agriculture, hasn't it?
Yes, the agricultural sector is going through its second year in a row of, you know, a very good harvest. And we can see that the amount of growth the agriculture sector is adding to the Australian economy has been improving. So that's a really good sign for the ag sector. But we are getting feedback from businesses in the agricultural sector as well that a supply of essential equipment has been a concern, and also supply of labour. But overall, the ag sector is looking in pretty good shape.
Stephen Helmarek, Chief Economist and Head of Global Economic and Markets Research at the Commonwealth Bank, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, around Australia on the Community Radio Network.